Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. Welcome to your own program, The Islamic Upbringing, where we are discussing very important issues, problems, questions, and so many Ahadith and Riwayat of Aima Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding our youth, regarding the Islamic upbringing. I'm pleased to tell you that today we are having such an esteemed guest, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She is a very famous religious scholar, and she has been traveling around the world to preach the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam to different communities. And we will discuss, inshallah, about so many important issues, and we will benefit from her talks. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I'm going to benefit from your amazing wisdom and research. Inshallah, we are going to discuss together.
We all will benefit from the ahadith and riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you know, this is a very, very important topic nowadays, especially in this era. All the Muslim families, all the, you know, mu'mineen families, they are facing so many problems regarding upbringing their children, especially upbringing their youth.
Absolutely.
And the youth are our main asset. They are our, you know, hearts. They are our souls. And they are the future of our community, our Muslim communities. So this is very important to talk about their issues and their problems and the questions the Muslim families have about them. So I just want to ask that how our parents should deal with their teenagers? How should be their behavior? I know this is a general question. Inshallah, we will go in details. Like, how should be they firm, or how should be their behavior whenever they have faced any problem with their youth? So can you shed some light about this topic, please?
Yeah, thank you so much for such a beautiful question that every not only I think Muslim, but every person as a parent is challenging the dealing with their teenagers. First of all, maybe we don't know our ignorance. Definitely are killing us as a parent, but because when we see very rebellious and the teenager is not listening to us, or some very obvious change physically, mentally in his behavior. So and mostly, unfortunately, the changes are not suitable with the moods of the parents. So they don't agree and they don't like it. And therefore, they start to blaming them. And sometimes the parents are so shocked, you know, and they say, why? My child was such a nice person. What happened to him?
Suddenly, within, you know, one day, his mood is totally different.
Exactly.
His behavior is different.
So it's a big jump.
Yeah.
So a few very common mistakes which we do is, first of all, because we are worried about our teenagers, therefore we start to advise them, you know, we are constantly reminding them, we are constantly guiding them, which is just something very awful for them, they don't like it.
We talk about according to our own mentality. So according to our own mentality, we like to advise ourselves also sometimes, yeah?
Yeah.
So because we love them, we want to advise them.
But
and we
the
want
constant
to guide
advice is not healthy at all. And then...
So yeah. Inshallah, after a short break, we will continue this very interesting topic.
Sure.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So we were discussing a very important issue and you are shedding light upon this very important issue. Please, can you continue?
Yeah, the second thing that if whatever we want to say to our teenagers, you know, whatever we have in our heart and we want to advise them, we are not allowed to be harsh with them. Harshness is not, you know, something what we can say effective for the guidance and for the progress of our teenagers. Look at the hadith. The hadith is so beautiful that at-tajanni rasulul qati'a. Like if you are harsh towards your teenagers, you are just cutting the relationship. Qati'a. Yeah, you are just sending this message that I don't want to continue.
Yeah,
you know,
relationship,
like
you have spent so much time to build it, yeah, to make it strong, then suddenly you are going to destroy it.
And we as a parent, we need that relationship. That is the bridge. You know, I can convey my wishes, my desires, my dreams towards my teenagers. So how come I'm just cutting it? I want to increase, but I don't know the way. Therefore, I'm taking the wrong way. And the third part, which is very important, is that first of all, I'm advising. Yeah, I'm saying, oh, my son, oh, my daughter, don't do this, don't do that. And the third one, which again, hadith is beautifully explaining to us that we shouldn't criticize constantly. Yeah, so al-ifrat fi al-malama yashubbu niran al-lajaja. Lajaja yani the person, the child, the teenager will become very stubborn. Why? Because I'm constantly, you know, criticizing, saying don't do that. I don't like the way you are choosing your clothes or the way you are choosing your friends, you know, your style and so many things, because everything is changing now. And sometimes we as a parent, we don't like those changes. So we are not allowed to constantly criticize and take objections against our teenagers. Choices.
Definitely, as adults, we also don't like, nobody likes to be criticized.
Yeah.
So our teenagers are very, very sensitive. So it's again time for a short break. Inshallah, we will continue after this short break.
Inshallah.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, excessive blame causes the fire of obstinacy to flame.
Welcome back. So the criticizing someone, it has its own rules, yeah, and regulations. If you criticize our teenagers, this can destroy their personality, yeah? So can you please continue and tell
us? We are so lucky that we have amazing guidance from a prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So if you really want to criticize your child with love, first of all, that criticize should be in a moderation. So look at the hadith, إِذَا ذَمَمْتَ فَقْتَصِرْ. Beautiful. Wow. You know, if you want to say something, it should be in a very brief way, shortest and to the point. You know, short and sweet. Just say, oh my son, oh my daughter, you know, I don't like this, because
this
of this.
This is a very
this
beautiful
reason.
Hadith.
Yeah, within 2-3-4 sentences.
Unfortunately, our parents, especially our mothers, you know, when they start criticizing.
Yeah.
They
big lecture.
Keep speaking. And
unfortunately, they start
never-ending criticism. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one more beautiful hadith says the second condition for criticizing is that, number one, it should be short. Number two, we should criticize or advise them according to their level of understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes we go far away and we don't know. Like, for example, if I have 13 years old, my child, and one is 16. So the one who is in 16, that person has more understanding compared to the
definitely,
13 one.
Yeah.
So the level and the way of advising or criticizing should be according to the level of
Our teenager. And especially you should know your child's, you know, psychology. According to his nature, according to his qualities, you should criticize. Yeah, because some are very, very sensitive. If you tell them one single sentence of criticism, maybe it will become very, very huge for them, unbearable for them. And for some other teenagers, maybe, you know, a normal criticism is okay for them, yeah?
Beautiful.
So according to their nature.
Yeah, and we have to study and read the psychology of our child and our teenager, definitely. And the third condition for perfect and balanced criticism is that if I'm saying something, if I have any objection about my teenager's behavior, so I have to just focus about this one, like the current mistake. Usually we go behind, we just open up the history. We say, you have done this. I remember last year you have done the same thing and you are always careless about this issue and that issue. You know, the way we open up the chapter, that is just killing our teenagers. They don't like it. So we should be very careful. This is a very sensitive issue. When we are opening up our mouth, for this area of his or her life, then there should be the shortest, the sweetest, the most with justice, you know, adala, i'tidal, and balance. And then also just about the current problem.
Yeah, the main issue with what you are talking about. Yeah, not the extra things and with details.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any question, any comment, please share with us at englishradio@irib.ir. That's again englishradio@irib.ir. And you can follow us on social media at Call of Islam Radio. Call of Islam Radio. And you can visit us on www.parstoday.com. Thank you for joining us. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.